Hello, Hope College. We want to first invite you next Tuesday to join us to talk about love, sex, and dating. That will be in Moss Auditorium at 7:30. Also, Men's Night Out is next Friday, so you can sign up online. And then we have a lot of visitors and a lot of excitement in the house. Welcome prospective students, parents, siblings, whoever is here for the weekend. If you don't know me, I am Grace Klaus. I'm one of the chaplains here at Hope. And joining me today is Paige Douglas. She is a Hope grad and now in her first year at Western Seminary. And she is interning in campus ministries with us this year. So she is going to, along with me, help lead us through Romans. So would you take it, Paige?
Yeah. Hi, guys. If you want to turn to Romans 5 in your pew Bibles, we'll be reading 15 through 21. All right. But the free gift is not the trespass. For if the many died through the one man's trespass, much more surely have the grace of God and the free gift in the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for the many. And the free gift is not like the effect of the one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brings justification. If, because of the one man's trespass, death exercised dominion through that one, much more surely will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness exercise dominion in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, just as one man's trespass led to condemnation for all, so one man's act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all. For just as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. But law came in, and with the result that the trespass multiplied. But where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. So that just as sin exercised dominion in death, so grace might also exercise dominion through justification, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now, go back with me to verse 17 if you haven't closed your Bible yet. If, because of the one man's trespass, death exercised dominion through that one, much more surely will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness exercise dominion in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Paul is drawing a parallel between the disobedience of Adam and the obedience of Christ. Through the original disobedience of Adam, sin was brought into the world. And through that sin, Paul says, death came, but not just to Adam, but to all who sin. But Paul goes on to offer hope. God saw this sin and he sent Christ. Christ's life was full of obedience to God, and that obedience led him to the cross. And that sacrifice and that following resurrection paved the way for free grace to be offered to us. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid and I had a nightmare, I would run to my mom terrified that I was not going to be able to sleep again. And after a minute, she'd take me back to my room and she'd flip over my pillow. She'd say, all the monsters are trapped on that side of your pillow, and all that waits for you on the new side is good dreams and rest. We live in a world filled with sin and death. Real life nightmares that haunt us when we're waking and when we're sleeping. God sent Christ so we would be in his rest. And that grace, that rest, gives us a chance at eternal life. Christ's obedient sacrifice flipped over our pillows and freed us from sin and from death.
Yeah, so as Paige has said, there's these two worlds, this world of sin and death that was brought about by Adam, and this world of grace and life that's brought about by Christ. If you're anything like me, it's really, really easy to see that world of death. Sometimes it feels like you're living kind of in a nightmare. You look around and your life looks like bones just lying at your feet. Everything is barren and lifeless. I don't know what it is for you. Maybe you have a strained relationship with your parents, or maybe you can't stop fighting with your boyfriend or your roommate. Maybe you are struggling without success to overcome an addiction to shopping or pornography or alcohol. Maybe just the shorter days are sending you deeper and deeper into a spiral of depression. Even when you look at the news in the world, you hear about war and displaced people, natural disasters. It is a nightmare. If that's you and you feel like I'm just standing here in this barren field, I want you to know that you are not alone in that. There are other people here who are feeling similarly. And not only other people, but scripture itself affirms that sense of death for us. There's a man named Ezekiel in the Old Testament. He's a prophet. And he too had this experience of standing somewhere, surveying the land, and seeing it full of bones and despairing. But we know that death isn't the end of the story. In fact, I think life now is the story, that grace is the story, that Christ is the story. So I want to tell you Ezekiel's story in the hopes that you can find yourself in it and see that this other paradigm, this life story, isn't out of your reach. It has come, and it is permeating our world. It is more powerful than the death that is permeating our world. So listen with me to this story from Ezekiel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "Oh Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the bones and say to them, 'Oh dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews upon you and cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you will live, and you will know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. He said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood on their feet, a vast multitude." That is the word of the Lord. That is the word of the Lord for you now. That is the true story. We don't live in the valley of dry bones anymore because Christ has been obedient. And Christ's grace has permeated our lives with life, with the spirit that animates us and makes us alive. I long for that for you. So as you go about your day today, when you take a breath, know that you are breathing in the Spirit of God, who enlivened the bones that Ezekiel saw and who enlivens your life. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for offering us a new paradigm, for overcoming the sin and death brought into the world by Adam, and for offering us grace and life. I pray that upon each of these students here today, their families, everyone visiting. Lord, be with us. In your name, amen. Go in peace.